We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Donnie, take it away.
All right, we're going with one of the heavy hitters today. Maybe not the heaviest of hitters, but one of the heavy hitters. One that
Rowdy Tellez.
Everybody knows.
Well, he no, is heavy. No, heavy hitter would imply he
struggles
can actually
to hit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Donnie. Stepped all over you. I just can't. I can't resist.
By the way, I
getting
get
a couple, shots in against a guy who told us not to boo.
Stepping all over you guys both now. It looks like Ryan Clark is wearing the old Devin Bush draft suit on ESPN.
But without the full, because didn't Bush's have like the harness where there wasn't even like material there?
But it was that black and white.
No, Clark's looks better than Bush's did, though. I would say. Clark's, like, his suit today, I think I would prefer that to what Devin Bush wore.
Do you know where Devin Bush will be plying his trade next year?
The Cleveland. UFL?
Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
The Browns.
I am excited for that. I'm giddy for that.
You want to know, classic? Is our buddy Ken going to have the Devin Bush show?
You know what's funny about
we
that?
We almost had a Devin Bush
he
show.
He was actually good with us in the offseason, like in COVID. We had him on once, and he seemed, like, pretty personable and pretty affable. And then it just all fell apart.
Yeah. That's when he started, like, laughing about or joking about cats getting killed.
I like the idea of Jalen Warren in the open field with Devin Bush trying to make the tackle.
I
just
I think little Calvin Austin could even run his ass over. Hell, even little Austin Bechtold. All right, Donnie.
Bechtold just lowers his shoulder and just destroys Devin Bush.
So this is the final mock draft from Daniel Jeremiah.
Ooh, he is a big heavy hitter.
Yeah, so we know him as at Move the Sticks on Twitter.
Malzi will be watching him on NFL Network tonight.
Yeah. I think he's really good. I've always been a fan of his. So do you want to go straight to the Steelers? Or
no, as usual with these, I'd like to hear some interesting things that happened before them, your opinion that it's interesting, and then the Steelers.
Okay, so I mean it's the big quarterbacks right out of the gate. The Patriots go with May. They don't take McCarthy. He has McCarthy falling all the way out of the top 10. The Vikings wait for him at 11 and get him there.
I still wouldn't like it for the Vikings there. I am convinced he's going to be a bust.
But no trades inside. However, Joe Alt, not the first offensive lineman or offensive tackle off the board. That honor goes to J.C. Latham.
More five, that the Chargers will take him.
Number five to the Chargers.
Yep.
I think he's a polished product. If he somehow fell to the Steelers, I'd be ecstatic, even though you've heard me just touting Mims this whole time.
And there are actually three offensive linemen that go in the top 10. Because Latham goes at 5, Joe Alt goes at 7 to the Titans. That seems to be a pretty consensus pick. Fashanu, number 9 to the Bears.
So Odunsi's still out there. At this point, I think the Steelers would start to...
They'd make calls.
See if they could move up to get him.
I would agree with that.
The Jets immediately take him at number 10.
Goodbye.
Then we get another big fella off the board at 12. Now, here's a move made by the team across the state. He has the Eagles jumping up to 12, taking another offensive lineman, Fuaga, off the board at 12.
Wouldn't that automatically just convince you Fuaga was going to be an animal?
Yes.
They're kind of in Patriots territory with roster building. I think Roseman does it better than just about anybody. I really do.
Can he play guard?
He can play right tackle or guard.
Fuaga. Maybe he plays guard and they make Dickerson a center?
Here's the thought.
They're almost the opposite of what we've fallen into with the Steelers. Like, they will pick guys who just played center and put them at guard. Like, Dickerson has become a great guard. Coming out, he was a center. That Cam Jurgens guy, I think he's going
to fill
in. They
did stuff like this not because they needed to. They wanted to because they already had great players at those positions. We're doing this because we have Nate Herbig at center right now.
My presumption is if they were to take Fuaga, they would say Lane Johnson's getting long in the tooth. We're going to bump Dickerson.
That tooth. He looks like Dracula right now.
Saber tooth. Fangs, baby. You'd have Dickerson bump over to play center now because Kelsey's done. You slide Fuaga in to play guard for a year. You know he can play right tackle because he did it all through college. If you get one more year out of Lane Johnson, guess who's your right tackle next year? And then you just find another guard.
All right, so fast forward to 20 for us.
Well, there was another lineman that went a few picks later. Fautanu went 14 to the Saints, and Fashanu off the board. Mims went 19. The Commanders traded back in and took Mims one pick before the Steelers.
Ugh.
So the Steelers do take a tackle, but really the only one we have not talked about this entire time.
Guyton.
Tyler Guyton.
Played right tackle at Oklahoma, didn't give up a sack last year, doesn't have a ton of experience playing right tackle, doesn't really have a lot of starts. He was hurt last year, too. I think he only played 9 games. At one point, he was a tight end at TCU.
Here's my problem. I don't know. I don't know what guy this was last year for me. Looking at
that would
like,
be a very block
picks.
Pick for me. If
that's
that
what
happened.
Who was the guy for Anton Harrison from Oklahoma last year?
Yeah, yeah, both school. Oklahoma guys.
It would feel the same way to me when they were getting rumored to be, oh, they might take Anton Harrison. And I don't think that ever picked up a ton of first round steam. I was like, God, I have no real reason to feel this way, but that would just be such an absolute deflating.
So
pick.
Jeremiah's got him taking Guyton with all the center, like with Barton still
Barton,
on the board? Man,
Barton goes all the way to 24. Yeah, I mean, I would feel like in that case, it's absolutely Barton. Like all
I'd
of
take
those.
Jared Barton before I'd take Tyler Guyton.
I think Big JB could get the job done.
Jared Barton is Pompiani's producer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.